Hello, friends. Welcome to Podcast Sincerely Us with your host, Naza Khawaja, and myself, Mariana Aguilera. We're amplifying topics in private conversations and dismantling taboo acts through public talk. We're doing serious stuff here. Hello, Naza. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you, Mariana?
Doing good.
Great. We have something to celebrate. It's 45 degrees in Chicago.
Woo-hoo. You know, New York doesn't stay behind.
Something else. And we also have something else to celebrate. We have a special guest for you, for our listeners today. Selma Goldemir is an Afro-American Kurdish woman from the South Side of Chicago. She sees her art as an expression of intersectionality, bridging both her Afro-American, Muslim, and Kurdish identity. Being a social activist, organizer, youth leader, and a passionate human, her artistic expression comes in many different forms. She's a spiritual vocalist, a hip-hop artist, and she also does visual art through painting. I would love to see some of your work, Selma. Selma has performed around Chicago, Oakland, and Atlanta. Yay, yay, yay! She believes her work has been put into play with the trust of God, so she uses her expression platforms wisely. And that's why I would like to say, Selma, welcome, first of all, and thank you so much. We're so honored to have you on our platform today.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
To tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I think you pretty much covered everything. I'm an artist from the South Side of Chicago. I'm 18, fresh in college, just started college, and I'm just out here trying to live. Yeah, that's about it.
She's like that and like 100 other powerful things I do. Awesome. Nice to meet you.
Isn't she amazing? I just walked in and she was telling me about the Green Project. Can you please tell us about the Green Reentry Project that you do?
Yeah, so I'm currently working at IMAN, Inner City Muslim Action Network, and I am the assistant for the Green Reentry Program, which is a program that works with, men who are coming out of prison, who are incarcerated. We're helping them find jobs. We're providing them with education for HVAC, which is heating, venting, carpentry skills, electrician skills. And we have a couple buildings in the area where the men work on site, where they're learning these skills and they're learning how to apply these skills working in these houses. So, we recently just opened up the program to younger men. So now there's youth in the building and now it's intergenerational. Nice. So it's a very strong project.
It's a very strong project
that we're working on. So we just, we kind of have to let things play out.
Yeah, that's powerful. Especially the whole intergenerational.
Yeah.
Getting the youth in involved in community, getting them busy, getting them doing important work. I think that's amazing. And I think the fact that you're part of this and you're growing it is awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Alhamdulillah. Thank you.
And now we would love to hear your spoken word.
Wait. Before we get to the juicy part, I got to know more about this woman, okay? Because, let me tell you something. It's women like you that other women like myself and all other women feed off energy from, to motivate, not just to, have a center and motivate us into what we're supposed to be doing. So I need to know more about you, and I need to know, I don't want to start from the beginning, but I do want to start from the beginning. Like, where do you get this energy from? Like, what motivates you? What moves you to do what you do now?
That is a very intense question. First and foremost, thank you so much. I really appreciate, I can feel your energy. I can feel your energy all the way from New York. I really appreciate it. And it's funny because I say this to women all around me all day. being on the south side of Chicago, there's a lot of things going on. And there's a lot of youth leaders, and there's a lot of older, you know, we have veteran leaders in the community, and most of them are women. Most of them are older Black women. And my mother being a Black woman, it allows me to connect the love and the sacrifice and the need for a community space, a safe community space. It allows me to really connect that with the people in the community. And it just really, it just pushes me. All of the things that we have going on in our city, whether it's the the education that these young folks are not getting, the lack of opportunities for these, you know, a lot of these Latino immigrants on the south side of Chicago, you know, these young men who are, you know, coming back home, trying to get, you know, more comfortable into society, you know, young men who are getting killed by gun violence every day, Black on Black crime, police on Black crime. Like, it's so many different things that us as people, we can sit and talk about for hours. But I think the biggest push is just knowing that it's possible to get that community, to get that love, and to get that idea and understanding of sacrifice. And, you know, the people really motivate me. I think it's the people.
Yeah, it's definitely.
Yeah, the people are motivation.
That's cool. That's powerful. I think that women like you that are in the front lines, definitely, like I said, is for me personally, like, I bow down to you, queen, because like that's not a job for, like, that's the things that we're supposed to be doing. Like, everything that you're doing that I hear about you and that you've said is what we're supposed to be doing, how you do it so humbly, and then you just do it because this is something that you take on. That's powerful, you know. And but there's another side of it too, right? You do so much. How do you, like, basically stay centered? How do you re-energize yourself and to go back in that battlefield, in that front line, and continue doing what you do? What are some of the things that you do personally?
Well, you know, one thing that I grew up with, being in this community, especially with Iman, we have a lot of focus on mental wellness, mental mm-hmm. health. How do you take care of yourself? You know, like I said, because there are so many things going on, and, you know, sometimes we don't think about the connections and how it affects us as people, but, you know, people are subliminally, like, I feel like a lot of people are being affected by it, but they're not really understanding how or why, whether it's, you know, these issues with the food deserts or, again, lack of education, you know, those types of things. I feel like what really keeps me calm, you know, in, you know, with my spirit, and it leaves me with an undisturbed spirit, is honestly being an artist and being around the youth. It's very refreshing to be around youth who strive for a better community, who strive for a better world, better life, that type of stuff right there. Just seeing it, I feel like I'm able to sit back, put my feet up, and just really relax, because all of the young minds and all of the, you know, these powerful people coming forward with all these new ideas, trying to cultivate healthy relationships. I'm not even, you know, I just look at it and I really think that, you know, like I said, it's the play of Allah, and it's just the trust and the love, you know, going on in this work that just makes me very content, you know. I'm just watching these people, it makes me comfortable being in this community. Like, man, they got it, you know. I'm not really worried. They got it. So, yeah, I mean, not to sound lame, but like, you know, like, the people just, they keep me level. They keep me level with reality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So let me ask you something else. Let's say somebody that has never done social work, because we all have different awakenings in our life, right? And sometimes we're like, okay, I want to be able to do more social work. I want to be able to contribute to other people's lives. What are some of your advice, or in terms of how to get started, how to get involved? What would you recommend for a grown adult woman as a starting point to contribute towards whatever cause that she chooses, or should she choose, or should you think there's priorities in different causes that we should be contributing to?
I think the first thing with, you know, adding a, you know, contribution to anything is, the first thing is recognition. And what I mean by recognition is, what do you see? How does it affect you? You know, Is it positive? Is it negative? Like, these types of things you really have to think about, because there's a lot of issues. Like, you know, there's a lot of issues going on, and a lot of people don't know how to prioritize. But it's like, you don't need to be in anybody's field to understand what's going on, and you don't need to be in anybody's field to actually start doing the work. The work starts with you. And every single person who is doing activist work or social work, even organizing, every single person has something different to bring to the table. And that's what people don't realize. People think, if I don't look a certain way, act a certain way, if my education is not up to par, like, you know, can I actually include my opinion? Can I make a difference? Can I change things? And it's like, I mean, a lot of people don't think about it. I mean, you know, Lauryn Hill says, how you gonna win if you ain't right within? You know, and when she says that, she's basically talking about having an internal like idea of peace and tranquility in order to move on to the next thing, you know? And that's what I focus on a lot with the young people I work with in these organizations. You have to build that self-sustainability. Like, you have to be able to sustain, like, your own positive mindset and your own peace of mind in order to help the next person. Because if you don't have that as a person, and if you don't have that taking care of yourself, nobody's going to do it for you. Nobody's going to give it to you. You got to get that for yourself, because that's what you deserve as a person. I mean, you need to just, if any part of you believes that there's something going on that needs to be taken care of, and you feel like you have even the smallest amount to include or to put into position to get that thing changed or to get that thing working, jump into it. You know what I'm saying? Jump into it.
That's so motivating, isn't it? It's just like, just jump into it, right?
Yeah.
We spend too much time just thinking and planning and trying to figure it out. But when it comes down to like groundwork, it's just like, you just got to get started. You just got to get into it. Whatever it is that you're kind of passionate about, find out how what they need from you and like get in, right?
Yeah. Right. So that's, thank you for that so much. I do want to ask a question regarding your artwork, your artistic side of everything. And I think you sort of answered it a little bit in terms of how do you like take care of your mind, and how do you stay leveled, and how do you channel certain things? And I think you used that artistic, how, what drove you to choose the artistic point that you choose right now versus anything else that you could have chosen?
My mother, her name is Donna. She is one of the sweetest, soft-spoken women I've ever met in my life, which is crazy because I'm so loud and I'm like super obnoxious, but it's very unintentional. So, you know, a lot of people joke about how my mother, like, you know, Selma, how did you end up like this when your mom is like this? But my mom, she reminds me of Barbara Streisand, you know, some random white lady. She reminds me of Barbara Streisand and her voice and her power when she sings. My mother left the South Side of Chicago, went to Los Angeles, actually, to be in school, and she was studying music, and she was an artist down in LA, and then she became Muslim. And I guess, you know, the idea or the vision with Islam and music, it was a little bit unclear. So my mom ended up, you know, she stopped singing, and she always tells me since I was a little girl, and I was telling Naza a little bit about this earlier. I've always been a little bit more insecure about my voice because my voice is a little bit more raspy and a little bit deeper than other women, you know? And, you know, a lot of people when I was growing up would make comments about it, you know, tell me, you know, I sounded like a man or I'm this, I'm that. And my mother always used to remind me of Nina Simone. Nina Simone is one of my favorite artists.
Mm-hmm.
Everything about Nina Simone is words. Words can't do justice as to how I feel about Nina Simone and her work.
Her story itself. She inspires me.
Her story, absolutely. Her story in itself is one of the most inspiring. And the way she carries herself with Black excellence and elegance is ridiculous. Her performance, her strive, everything about her. Like, my mother always reminds me. She always reminds me, you know, like, you know, Selma, you have a unique voice for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have your own voice for a reason. And I think my mother has a very, very, very big part in why I am an artist, why I choose to be an artist while wearing the hijab, while being a Muslim woman, while being biracial, all of it. You know, she really inspires me. And I know she regrets it till this day that she never continued with her artwork. And, you know, it's just, it's nice to see that it's been brought down to me, and I'm able to really carry that on for her and, you know, give her peace of mind. Well, at least, you know, one of my daughters is doing something with their voice.
She's like, she's doing it. Yeah. But, hey, yeah. But you never know. I'm like, well, never too late. No.
Yeah.
So that's powerful. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Thank you for sharing.
Thank you guys for allowing me this amazing opportunity to even, you know, be on the social platform. I really appreciate it, man. This is a real blessing.
We're humbled.
No, seriously. Like, I feel like, you know, I mean, luckily you grew up with your mom, right? And you have this sense of guidance. Like, I didn't grow up fully with my mom, and you know that she passed away when I was 16, so it's always been like that, right? It's always been for me like looking for that strength in other women to figure out what I have to do, how I have to do it. So when I meet women like you, that I'm like, yes, like she has like the next cue card for me, like to,
yes, know
what I gotta do and give me that, some of that energy.
No coincidence.
So
yeah,
thank you to you. I'm personally, that's what I have to say.
That's crazy. Thank you so much, Mariana. You're so sweet, man.
I don't know.
I'm coming to New York. Book me a flight. I need to book a flight. I'm coming to New York.
Yeah, that's it. Get over here. Yeah. So
can we hear her?
Yes, okay, yes. Yes.
I need to hear this. Yes. I need to hear this, Selma. All right, girl. You do your thing.
So you want me to hold like a home? Okay, thank you. As a young Muslim woman, I don't feel like we have enough platforms to like talk about love and our emotions as women, and everything always gets, you know, taken out of context, and it's just, you know, it's a very sticky subject, you know, when we're talking about love or romance as a Muslim woman. So I was thinking about, you know, one of my friends called me and was like, oh my God, let me tell you what this guy just did to me, and told me this whole story. And I'm just like, sis, you know, I didn't really have any words for her, but I just felt the need to write, and I started writing, and it's almost like I told her story, but through a piece that I wrote. So that's just a little bit of background about this piece that I'm about to do for you guys right now. But it's called Ease. Okay, I'm ready when you are.
All right, hit it.
Okay. If I could forget him, I would. Please believe me, and I know that I should throw the towel in, but maybe it's not that easy. Hey, I want you in my life, and I want to stay at ease. I want you in my life so we can see each other succeed, please. Don't let me down, I'm on my knees. But you made the decision, and you know you wanted to leave. Loving you was almost like a disease. What was your purpose? She to be, she is a queen. His response was defensive, but I forgot to mention he couldn't put his pride aside just to mention he didn't want to lose me. It could never come out his mouth. A black man taught to stay away from that emotion. We are teardrops, but together we're an ocean. I felt it in my chest. A little black girl different from the rest. I get attention like an ambulance. They ain't got no chance. Can't you see it's you and me to be? I said this ain't TV. Trying to make an appearance like Tiger and Kylie. But this ain't that. Can we just take it back? Let's figure out the problem, man. Let's... I wish mama never made me take that Prozac. Without reality, life was pitch black. No famous Dex, but I broke my back for you. It seems like every time I fall, this is all my fault. But I'm not the one at fault. It's the stuff that you was taught. You knew that I was right, and only God can make me right. All the talent that you got, you know, God gave you a life. She said, I could be your wife. I guess I handed you the knife. You stabbed me in my back. I said, was it all a trap? You wanted me to come back, but I'm not LeBron James, and it's no more playing games. God is always watching. Now you got to pay the fee. Ain't no making plea deals. Soon enough, you'll know how I feel. Most merciful God will just reveal. So every time I kneel, I get a taste of heaven. You get so mad, take a break and count to seven. Three shots in his back, R.I.P. my brother Devin. Life is all a blessing, now it's you the one who's begging. My sisters talk about a wedding, please just mind the setting. Is it all so bad that I could look past, that I could even consider to break my bread in half? Go ahead and let your fears take over. Go ahead and call old girl over. Just know when it's all over. I'm like a lucky charm, four-leaf clover. Leave me a queen and you will never get closure. She starts to feel insecure, as if nobody heard her. She stops wearing makeup for a while because she starts to dislike her natural state. Tears flowing deep, something like a lake. Clover, thinking that y'all know her, covered in her mac. She wanted herself a chauffeur all these kids. The youngins like the sponges, looking for something simply of their own becoming. They want to be number one on the team, and she want to be the baddest shorty ever seen. He was the softest little man, but as mean could be. And what did that all even mean? I get confused in my own peace because Chicago smoked a little heat. I got a hint of anxiety because I let you lie to me. My new king will never get tired of me. Real recognize real, and you don't look familiar. Did you want to break her down or did you want to build her? Shout out to the men ego listen. Shout out to the queens with no regrets. Even Drake told me when he knows I look best. Sweats on, hair tied, chilling with no makeup on. I wish that you could just sing along. I can't force it. You ungrateful. Brothers know they can't ignore it. You know I'm on a mission. Can we just forget the friction? You fit the role. Call back. No audition. Can I hold your hand? Can I get your permission? You really put me in a bad position. Now we know your position. I wish mama never made me take that Prozac. Go ahead and let your fears take over. Lucky charm like a four-leaf clover. Thank you.
Ooh. Oh, we're snapping.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Mm-hmm.
Whoa. Thank you, Selma.
That's a dagger to the heart. A dagger to the male heart.
And, hopefully you can come out to Chicago maybe come to a show.
Yes. Can you please tell us how we could find you and we could follow you around?
Yes. I am on Instagram. Any events that I have coming up or any events that are for the community, I will definitely post. My Instagram is it's.selma, ITS.SELMA, but three A's at the end of Selma. And that's my Instagram.
Thank you so much, Selma.
Thank you, Selma. Definitely. When I'm in Chicago, I know where I'm going to be going to. I need some
thank
truth.
Thank you so much. Isn't it?
I just love with that. It's just power to the woman with no regrets. That hit me. Because how many times do we look back, right? And we're like, damn, I should have done that better. I should have not done that. Did I do? Like, we question ourselves. There's so much pressure on us to, like, get things right. But then, you know, is the pressure the same with, like, our counterparts? You know? I don't know, but that hit me. So thank you for that.
I just love how you addressed every single thing that any one of us could relate to in such a powerful method, in such a powerful word, in such a powerful spoken word. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Selma. Thank you so much. Thank you to our listeners. Again, you can find Selma on Instagram at ITS.SELMAAA. Thank you again. This platform is very much about you all, and we would love to hear your thoughts on this topic of ease and of the power that we were discussing, and also of getting involved in your community, figuring out what you can do, you know, once a week, a couple times a week, once a month. Find out where your help is needed and do it. So thank you again. Call us in. Send us a message through the Anchor app messenger. And please do put your thoughts in. Thank you again. We hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Sincerely?
Us.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.